Oh, who are you? You appear to be strong, and yet you dare kill within my protection those who are helpless? By your dress you pose yourself to be a godly man, a king. But by your deeds you are opposing the principles of the twice-born Kshatriyas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas are called twice-born, because for these higher classes of men there is one birth by parental conjunction, and there is another birth of cultural rejuvenation by spiritual initiation from the bona fide Acharya, or spiritual master. So a Kshatriya is also twice-born, like a Brahmin, and his duty is to give protection to the helpless. The Kshatriya king is considered to be the representative of God, to give protection to the helpless, and chastise the miscreants. Whenever there are anomalies in this routine work by the administrators, there is an incarnation of the Lord to reestablish the principles of a godly kingdom. In the age of Kali, the poor, helpless animals, especially the cows, which are meant to receive all sorts of protection from the administrative heads, are killed without restriction. Thus, the administrative heads, under whose noses such things happen, are representatives of God in name only. Such powerful administrators are rulers of poor citizens by dress or office. But factually, they are worthless, lower-class men, without cultural assets of the twice-born. No one can expect justice or equality of treatment from once-born, spiritually uncultured, low-class men. Therefore, in the age of Kali, everyone is unhappy due to the maladministration of the state. The modern humanity is not twice-born by spiritual culture. Therefore, the people's government, by the people who are not twice-born, must be a government of Kali, in which everyone is unhappy.